Hello. My biscuits are dry, so all aboard the gravy boat. Yeah. Hi, everybody. As Mountain Bear just said, all aboard the gravy boat. And for those of you that would like one of Mountain Bear's t-shirts, teespring.com/stores/mountain-bear. So, Mountain Bear, for those of you that don't know, if you've been living under a rock for the last 10 years, creates some of the funniest cartoons and takes the audio from these streams and makes it extra hilarious. And he has some extra funny t-shirts. So, check that out. Anyway, today is called Episode 768, How to Make Science Work for You. And as the people file in, I know a lot of you guys have already seen this sketch, but it's extra important today. It was a sketch I did a few years ago. You can tell by how baby-like Walter is in it. But it's called Scientific Proof That Dads Sleep Less Than Moms. Okay, like this Karini, this whole favorite. Oh, by the way, check out Crow777's newest episode. That's CROW777radio.com. In the second hour, you may hear a shout out because he has a medical doctor on who had a mainstream practice until he realized a lot of the treatments weren't working. And lo and behold, what does he recommend for cleansing a lot of things out of your system that cause cancer? Turpentine. And Crow, he nearly had a heart attack. He was like, oh, and Benjamin has been talking about turpentine. Everyone says he's crazy. And the medical doctor was like, no, turpentine used to be considered a cure-all for just about everything. And the big pharma lobbied against it even like 100 years ago because it's so cheap and so effective. Great book burning last night. Thank you very much. The terp. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is when someone really comes at me extra hard over something, just assume it's even more right. The lab I work at won't let anyone that's been outside of the country come into work for the next 14 days. Just enjoy the show. Don't get scared or angry of how many people. But okay. They were talking about this statistic about K-A-A virus. It has a 0.9% fatality rate, right? Which sounds shocking because the regular flu is like 0.3%. So this, if you do manage to if you have, you know, if you're just cursed and you happen to get the, it's a 0.9%. Do you know the statistical average of you dying this year is 1% for all people in America? So the odds that your mortality rate this year is 1%. So it's actually lower to have this alleged virus mortality rate based on their numbers, their fear tactic, than just living. Which leads me to my point that these numbers, they do the same thing with all these fear tactics, and it's successfully crashed the economy. Which is fine, we all expected it. But to see businesses and what they're rolling out, I'm guessing probably trying to get rid of paper money, forced vaccinations, obviously, hinder Trump, and also I'm guessing increase some sort of martial law ability of quarantining anyone they want, and also what was the other one? Encouraging people to work from home, which I think is a good thing. But it doesn't matter. I'm gonna show you guys a video that we uncovered. One of the bears sent me yesterday from the 70s on 60 Minutes, and it's gonna blow your mind. If your biscuits are dry, enjoy. The economy crash doesn't affect most of us because we're not part of the parasite class who is benefiting from it. That being said, I'm not rooting for an economy crash. I know people do suffer. I'm really not. I don't want it to crumble. I want us to develop stronger local economies within this economy. I don't have any interest in, not only do I not have an interest in people losing their pensions and their retirements, I actively hope they don't because that would be a fairly evil thing for me to root for. And I don't want the dollar to collapse. I don't want any of that. I want us to build from within so that there isn't more unnecessary suffering. But that being said, I'm not... Owen Trump is in on it. You have to explain more, Bronze Star Bear. Dude, everybody on some level's in on everything. I think there's a good chance a lot of us know more than some of these government officials because they're not paid to know these things and they don't have any interest in figuring this stuff. Tucker spreading that fear point. I know, I was very disappointed, but, you know, he probably likes his job. And maybe he is really scared. I don't know. I'm not going to judge the man. It's fine. Anyway, you can massage. So you have a higher chance of dropping dead from existence this year than the Corinne. So check this out. This is a sketch about how to make science work for you. Because most of these stats aren't wrong. There's just 24 total deaths in America from something that probably kills more than that every year. They just never talk about it. Every year, there's about 350,000 deaths from pharmaceuticals being taken as intended, not even overdoses. And not people aren't dying from the disease. Like, for example, type 2 diabetes can be cured in about 2 weeks if you change your diet. So the numbers are so absurd that if you're scared of this, be more scared of your Twinkie, be more scared of your diet, be more scared of being scared and driving. We all know that. Anybody that isn't insane knows this. Even if you're scared on a weird level because of the fear porn. Anybody trying to scare you about this, turn off. This is how you can make science work for you.
I do sleep less than you, though.
I know we both just don't get a lot of sleep, but sometimes when I have to get up to change his diaper, it takes me like an hour or two to fall back asleep.
Takes you an hour to fall back asleep?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, it takes me like 3 hours every time.
Baby, it's not a competition.
I did the soundtrack.
Yes, it is. So I did what I always do before a mission. I went to the ocean to look at birds. Then I did some cardio listening to science podcasts. I became an expert immediately. I then did the most scientific thing I could. I hid a camera in our bedroom and recorded us sleeping without her knowing. I had to keep it objective. I timed how long each of us slept as I reviewed the footage. I recorded my findings on my super professional dry erase board. I will prove I sleep less than my wife. But I started noticing something alarming. This data was wrong. Science began to lie. I've seen Interstellar, so I'm not an amateur at high-level physics, but I needed to consult with a friend. Fortunately, I know a lot of physicists who can help out.
Oh, and I'm just a comedian. I just play a nerd and a scientist on TV.
Turns out Jimmy isn't actually a scientist. He just plays one on TV, which I still find very confusing. Fortunately, I had more options. Kevin Peter Hickerson, Caltech PhD, nuclear physics. He'll do just fine.
Are you sure she's just not sleeping less than you?
No, you sound like her, man. Time is fluid.
According to the camera, according to the physical reality, I slept 7.5 hours and she slept 45 minutes. But that doesn't make any sense.
The gravitational forces needed for this kind of distortion would be enormous. I mean, for this to happen in your bedroom in a repeatable way would be extraordinary. Pack your bags, get some sweaters, because we're going to Stockholm, baby.
The world's biggest IKEA.
No, that's where the Nobel Prize is given out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Boom. God, I'm so tired.
Our boats were being pushed by different winds. He yearned for a Nobel Prize, and I needed my wife to admit I'm right and for her to think I'm awesome. We got to work the only way we know how.
Okay, but are you sure that you didn't just sleep more than her?
Yeah, there's no chance.
Imagine that we're on an orange, okay?
Oranges have nothing to do with anything, but I didn't want to point that out. The stress was getting to him.
Okay, so there's a wormhole connecting your two quantum states.
So I'm the worm, she's the hole.
Well, yes, but no, not at all.
As he continued to make no sense, I documented our journey for future peer review.
The time dilation factor, where you're sleeping on your side and Amy's sleeping on hers, they're off by several orders of magnitude. She slept for 71 hours, and you only slept for 3 seconds.
Whoa. We cracked the code.
I mean, this is amazing. I mean, that's
exactly right. That's how I felt every night. I was right. She was wrong.
Basically impossible. So this is huge. I mean, the amount of energy that could be harnessed from this is spectacular. This is big. Are you sure she didn't just sleep less than you?
See, sometimes to show people the truth, you have to play the buffoon. I've become quite good at it. So I was the butt of the joke of that whole sketch, but in reality, the butt of the joke was science itself. Slip that one past the goalie. You can massage anything. So how scientists actually function in reality is they're paid to find a way to get to whatever the funders want them to say. Like right now, the international banking system, for whatever reason, is attempting to crash the entire world economy. So they're using real numbers about allergy and flu season to make people so scared that they're wearing gloves and a mask at Target, stocking up on all this like nonsense. That's what I just showed you is completely real. It's just, this is a good sketch. If you go to youtube.com/OwenBenjaminOfficial, feel free to share that with anybody that sees science as some sort of religion. It's the same problem I have with churchians. They will take the Bible and they will take passages of the Bible that we all blatantly know and they will flip it and make it whatever they want it to be. You know, that's why thankfully I always forget the man's name. I'm so glad it always leaves my head. Schofield Bible was so dangerous because it does the same thing that science currently does. Religion is not immune from this. You know, it's saying like, be fruitful and multiply really means don't have children if you see it this way with these equations. So that's why it's about the truth, you know? Owen's character would rather play tag for the fifth time instead of finishing the score. So true. Yes. That's why I don't have any time for churchians. And the propaganda has to be cut. It has to be seen through. Like last night I burned a Bill Nye book. It was a very, very enjoyable experience for everybody. It felt like a calming wind blowing the ashes of lies away. You have to understand, in his book, Bill Nye's book, that he autographed to me. And this is before when, this is years ago too, before it's even more proven wrong. That part of his thing, he was like, even though the scientific models haven't come true for global warming, that does not mean it's not true. It's actually more true because the heat is being kept in the oceans. And although the surface of the ocean is not changing in temperature, deep in the ocean, all the heat really is. So basically saying you can't measure, it's a place that you can't possibly measure will prove that we were actually right, even though we're wrong. That's science, guys. That's not. It was glorious. Yes. Calming wind. Now, would you like to see something less comedic but more necessary to watch? And I will tell you guys right now, don't let them put anything in your body. And after you watch a little of this, you'll know exactly what I mean. Because as the Bible says plainly, nothing is new under the sun. You can massage and tweak that and say, well, this really means everyone should be participate in sodomy. No, nothing is new under the sun. This is not, and I'll explain this after why this is actually a good thing. What's happening in our world? It's not depressing. Enjoy.
The flu season is upon us. Which type will we worry about this year? And what kind of shots will we be told to take? Remember the swine flu scare of 1976? That was the year the U.S. government told us all that swine flu could turn out to be a killer that could spread across the nation. And Washington decided that every man, woman, and child in the nation should get a shot to prevent a nationwide outbreak, a pandemic. Well, 46 million of us obediently took the shot. And now 4,000 Americans are claiming damages from Uncle Sam amounting to $3.5 billion because of what happened when they took that shot. By far the greatest number of the claims, two-thirds of them, are for neurological damage or even death, allegedly triggered by the flu shot. We pick up the story back in 1976 when the threat posed by the swine flu virus seemed very real indeed.
This virus was the cause of a pandemic in 1918 and 1919 that resulted in over 500,000 deaths in the United States, as well as 20 million deaths around the world.
Just FYI, I no longer buy that for a second. That 1918 thing that they keep pushing, my grandmother had that, and she was cured with blackberry brandy. Just FYI, don't let them beat that over your head. Okay, this is... Like, what you're about to watch is why vaccine companies can't be sued. You're about to see. It hasn't always been like this. The news did used to report more accurately than they do now. The news now, as Donald Trump has accurately described, is the enemy of the people. The media is. It is now. Didn't used to be. And I'm not being naive. Like, watch this 60 Minutes. You can blatantly see them trying to accurately portray the psychosis and the horrors of the vaccine industry and the fake flu scare. You would never see this right now, but that isn't bad. What's happening is all of America took this vaccine because there was trust. You understand? Now there's no trust. I can personally name over 1 million people who would not be taking this vaccine. And there would be standoffs. There would be people pulling their kids out of school. There's people that under no circumstances will take any of their vaccines because their kids have gotten autism. Some of their children have died. And we know it's a scam, and there no one or nothing, no Ben Shapiro promo code will ever sway people like us ever again. Well, so they're going to force you. They can't. There's no way. You can't. You have to choose it yourself. Just trust me on it. Watch this. I see a lot of this is very, very positive.
See how easy it is to...
Thus, the U.S. government's publicity machine was cranked into action to urge all America to protect itself against the swine flu menace.
Influenza is serious business. During major flu epidemics, millions of people are sick and thousands die. Well, this year you can get protection. The vaccines are safe, easy to take, and they can protect you against flu. So roll up your sleeve. Protect yourself.
One of those who did roll up her sleeve was Judy Roberts. She was perfectly healthy, an active woman, when in November of 1976, she took her shot. 2 weeks later, she says, she began to feel a numbness starting up her legs.
I joked about it at that time. I said, I'll be numb to the knees by Friday if this keeps up. By the following week, I was...
Someone made a great point. This is why the boomers have such a hard time with the news, because back in the day, they used to tell them the truth. They never told the truth. But there was more true, like the people in the news departments at least believed it was true, and it was much more localized, and there wasn't crisis acting, and there wasn't all that. It wasn't legal to lie to people like what Obama signed in 2012. Of course, they still did. Of course, there was propaganda that really took off during World War II. But they would report on what was really happening, and now they won't. Sounds like polio. Yeah, polio isn't a real disease. Check out, I'm not going to tell you guys, all right, a medical doctor was just on Crow because he used to work with cancer patients and realized that they all died. They just kept dying. And he started doing his own research and thinking about how a lot of treatments actually work, what viruses are, germ theory. It's still called theory. Understand that. They don't call weight theory. You get on a scale for weight theory. Germ theory is still not complete. It's not... flushed out. They jump the gun on a lot of these things. You know, like a lot of antibiotics will get rid of your symptoms, but it'll make it so it becomes chronic because your body, the symptoms were actually your body fighting trauma. There is like invisible stuff to get, yeah. I mean, there's something going on, but the germ theory isn't accurate. And they've never seen a virus under an electron microscope that wasn't one that, the only viruses that have ever been proven are ones attacking algae and single cell organisms because they actually help spread their DNA. It's almost like pollinators. There's never been a virus that has ever been photographed under an electron microscope that's ever attacked a human being ever once. It's completely fake. But don't take my word for it. I'm not a medical doctor. Go listen to Crow 777's newest one. In the second hour, he also promotes turpentine. And so go ahead and tell him, a guy who got his medical degree and used to be in medical academia from an accredited mainstream, I think it was University of South Carolina, that you know more than him because you are angry and you Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye are both two of the most evil shills on the planet. They just go on television and try and get you to inject poison into your body. Okay, let's continue. This is back when the news was more, it did used to be more accurate. That's why I know we can heal from this and grow. It's not a curse.
We're paralyzed.
So completely paralyzed, in fact, that they had to operate on her to enable her to breathe. And for 6 months, Judy Roberts was a quadriplegic. The diagnosis? A neurological disorder called Guillain-Barré syndrome, GBS for short. These neurological diseases are little understood. They affect people in different ways. As you can see in these home movies taken by a friend, Judy Roberts' paralysis confined her mostly to a wheelchair for over a year. But this disease can even...
You understand that this type of stuff would be called polio if it suit their needs. When they destroy, when the poisons destroy, and virus in Latin means poison. When the poisons destroy your body and you end up in a wheelchair, back in the day they used to just call it polio. Just like, I found out more about the AIDS thing because there is no HIV or AIDS. It was rebranded in South Africa. Do you know why? It was because of the symptoms from the miners. And they wanted to put the liability on the miners instead of the mining company because so many of them were dying of tuberculosis-type diseases, lung problems, nothing like the homosexuals that were dying because of taking too many poppers and anal trauma, amyl nitrates, weakened immune system. The AIDS in Africa had a complete different set of side effects and system shutdowns than homosexual American AIDS. That's why we used to joke and call it a full-blown case of African AIDS. Or do you get gay AIDS or African AIDS? We used to joke about that all the time because it's not a disease. It's a brand. Just like polio is a brand. This is not so evil. Yes, but the evil of it is just covering up. I truly don't think that there is as many people in the backs, like in the back rooms going, oh, we got to kill all the going. I think it is people avoiding liability. It's South Africa. They wanted to put the onus of responsibility on the miners. That's why there's so much AIDS in South Africa. So they convinced people that it was because of prostitutes and not because of their horrific working conditions. That way, just like the vaccines, they can't be sued. They're just trying to get lollipops and fancy pants and sex acts with strangers. That's what motivates them. Evil isn't like, what I'm going to do. It's not. The devil does that, but not people. People just follow their appetites. All right, here we go. Enjoy.
Indeed, there are 300 claims now pending from the families of GBS victims who died, allegedly as a result of the swine flu shot. In other GBS victims, the crippling effects diminish and all but disappear. But for Judy Roberts, progress back to good health has been painful and partial.
Now, I notice that your smile, Judy, is a little bit constricted.
Yes, it is.
Is it different from what it used to be?
Very different. I have a greatly decreased mobility in my lips. And I can't drink through a straw on the right-hand side. I can't blow out birthday candles. I don't whistle anymore, for which my husband is grateful.
It may be a little difficult for you to answer this question, but have you recovered as much as you are going to recover?
Yes. This is it.
So you will now have a legacy of braces on your legs for the rest of your life?
Yes. The weakness in my hands will stay, and the leg braces will stay.
So Judy Roberts and her husband have filed a claim against the U.S. government. They're asking $12 million, though they don't expect to get nearly that much.
Judy, why did you take the flu shot?
I'd never taken any other flu shots, but I felt like this was going to be a major epidemic. And the only way to prevent a major epidemic of a really deadly variety of flu was for everybody to be immunized.
Where did this so-called deadly variety of flu, where did it first hit back in 1976? It began right here at Fort Dix in New Jersey in January of that year when a number of recruits began to complain of respiratory ailments, something like the common cold. An Army doctor here sent samples of their throat cultures to the New Jersey Public Health Lab to find out just what kind of bug was going around here. One of those samples was from a Private David Lewis who had left his sickbed to go on a forced march. Private Lewis had collapsed on that march, and his sergeant had revived him by mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. But the sergeant showed no signs of illness. A few days later, Private Lewis died.
If this disease is so potentially fatal that it's going to kill a young, healthy man, a middle-aged school teacher doesn't have a prayer.
The New Jersey lab identified most of those soldiers' throat cultures as the normal kind of flu virus going around that year, but they could not make out what kind of virus was in the culture from the dead soldier and from four others who were sick. So they sent those cultures to the Federal Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, Georgia, for further study. A few days later, they got the verdict, swine flu.
But that much publicized outbreak of swine flu at Fort Dix involved only Private Lewis, who died,
Fort Dix,
and those four other soldiers who recovered completely Dix. Without the swine flu shot.
If I had known at that time that the boy had been in a sick bed, got up, went out on a forced march, and then collapsed and died, I would never have taken a shot.
The rationale for our recommendation was not on the basis of the death of a single individual.
Okay, so I might lose a couple of you on this, but to understand how propaganda works, that story was the foundational story for A Few Good Men. And they were trying to make it about anything other than what it was. You know, there was a soldier that dropped dead on a march, blah, blah. They're always trying to take your consciousness and do this with it. Who's they? Anybody profiting from this that have sold their soul? Don't get me wrong. You can always get your soul back, repent. I get it. I try not to use language like that. But like, this is how it works. And the more I can educate people on this, the happier you'll be. And the more I can have friends that don't annoy me. All right, let's continue. Can't wait to show you some Billy Gates stuff in a second. Hang on. And this was on mainstream news before the grab war complete takeover.
But it was on the basis that when we do see a change in the characteristics of the influenza virus, it is a massive public health problem in this country.
Dr. David Sensor, then head of the CDC, the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, is now in private industry. He devised the swine flu program, and he pushed it.
You began to give flu shots to the American people in October of 76.
October 1st.
By that time, how many cases of swine flu around the world had been reported?
There had been several reported, but none confirmed. There had been cases in Australia that were reported by the press, by the news media. There were cases in...
None confirmed. Did you ever uncover any other outbreaks of swine flu anywhere in the world?
No.
Now, nearly everyone was to receive the shot in a public health facility where a doctor might not be present. Therefore, it was up to the CDC to come up with some kind of official consent form, giving the public all the information it needed about the swine flu shot. This form stated that the swine flu vaccine had been tested. What it didn't say was that after those tests were completed, the scientists developed another vaccine. And that was the one given to most of the 46 million who took the shot. That vaccine was called X-53A.
Was X-53...
By the way, people that took this vaccine, a lot of their health problems are because of this vaccine. You understand that diseases are completely... When people say your immune system is attacking itself, that makes no sense. Just like this world under the dome, under the firmament made by God, is a perfect system that when left alone naturally heals itself. The human body is very similar. The human body is made so perfectly that you have to literally eat poison all the time, be drowned in poison and fear and stress and all this stuff all the time. You have to have fake constructs in your head all the time to get these diseases. I look into this a lot because I'm more worried about cancer than any of these. I want to know how to avoid cancer and how to treat cancer if I ever get cancer or if anybody I love gets cancer, and to really go through all the steps of, because it would be such an emotional situation that I want to learn as much as I possibly can before I'm confronted with this stuff. So that's why I do a lot of this research. And a lot of people are waking up to this, which is really good, that most disease, I believe, is caused by vaccines. And both my kids had the first rounds of vaccines when they were little, and that's okay. I'm not going to be depressed about it. It is what it is. People get past it. But I truly believe it's a plague of society. It's a plague on humanity. And I won't allow myself to be in that situation again if I can help it, if I can study and learn and try and keep everybody as healthy, as safe as I can around me. All right.
Ever feel tested?
I can't say. I would have to.
It wasn't.
I don't know.
Well, I would think that you're in charge of the program.
I would have to check the records. I haven't looked at this in some time.
The information form, the consent form, was also supposed to warn people about any risks of serious complications following the shot. But did it?
No, I had never heard of any reactions other than a sore arm, fever, this sort of thing.
Judy Roberts' husband, Gene, also took the shot.
Yes, I looked at that document. I signed it. Nothing on there said I was going to have a heart attack or I'd get Guillain-Barré, which I never heard of.
What if people from the government, from the Center for Disease Control, what if they had indeed known about it? What would be your feeling?
They should have told us.
Did anyone ever come to you and say, you know something, fellas? There's the possibility of neurological damage.
Just to let you guys know, I don't fear cancer. Fear God only. So in the chat, we were talking about cancer and stuff. Statistically, 1 in 2 people will have a form of cancer at some point before they die. So I'm just being smart. People are worrying about the sniffles. I'm not worried about cancer. I'm doing what I do with my fences, with, you know, I stocked up on hay, you know, in case there's weird supply chains. Like, I just prepare and plan ahead. Cancer's beatable. Cancer is whatever. It's not something to worry about. It's something to think about and research before you're in a position of heightened emotions where someone just comes out and gives you a hard sell. Like, I research things before I go to a mechanic, guys, because I understand how emotions work with alchemy. The emotions rise, and then you don't see as clearly, and then you can make major mistakes. And that doesn't make you evil or wicked. It's not on you. It just is. It's like police. Police need to do a lot of gun training before they're in a situation where they're heightened emotion in the field. That's all I'm doing. I'm not scared of cancer. I'm not at all. I'm just like, that's the thing to look at. And the body at all times is trying to expel and heal. Just help it. Just help your body. You know, and I've drank a lot of booze, and I've worn my body hard in a lot of ways, and I've eaten a lot of shit food. And I just want to do my best at aiding my body and God's love to keep us all healthy. All right.
If you get into a mass immunization program.
No.
No one ever did.
No.
Do you know Michael Hatwick?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Michael Hatwick directed the surveillance team for the swine flu program at the CDC. His job was to find out what possible complications could arise from taking the shot and to report his findings to those in charge.
Did you know ahead of time, Dr. Hatwick, that there had been...
Robert said something great. Prepare for your children's children, but be ready to go in an instant. That's exactly... Dude, I'll let it play more without jumping in, but the chat is on fire. It's like, be ready to go at any time, but prepare for your children's children. What a great way to live. That's exactly it. You know, prepare for your grandkids being diagnosed with prostate cancer when they're old. But live like at any time you can go or, you know, live without fear, but prepare as if your you know, you're dealing with your kids' kids. There we go. Plant trees you'll never enjoy the shade of, but be ready to go at any time.
Reports of neurological disorders, neurological illness, apparently associated with the injection of influenza vaccine.
Absolutely.
You did?
Yes.
How'd you know that?
By review of the literature.
So you told your superiors, the men in charge of the swine flu immunization program, about the possibility of neurological disorders?
Absolutely.
What would you say if I told you that your superiors say that you never told them about the possibility of neurological complications?
That's nonsense. I can't believe that they would say that they did not know that there were neurological illnesses associated with influenza vaccination. That simply is not true. We did know that.
I've said that Dr. Hatwick had never told me of his feelings on this subject.
And he's lying.
I guess you would have to make that assumption.
Then why does this report from your own agency, dated July 1976, list neurological complications as a possibility?
I think the consensus of the scientific community was that the evidence relating neurologic disorders to influenza immunization was such that they did not feel that this association was a real one.
You didn't feel it was necessary to tell the people that information?
I think that over the years, we have tried to inform the American people as fully as possible.
As part of informing Americans about the swine flu threat, Dr. Sensor's CDC also helped create the advertising to get the public to take the shot.
Let me read to you from one of your own agency's memos planning the campaign to urge Americans to take the shot. The swine flu vaccine has been taken by many important persons, he wrote. Example, President Ford.
Grab our hands all over this thing, by the way.
Elton John, Muhammad Ali, Mary Tyler Moore, Rudolf Nureyev, Walter Cronkite, Ralph Nader, Edward Kennedy, etc., etc. True?
I'm not familiar with that particular piece of paper, but I do know that at least of that group, President Ford did take the vaccination.
Did you talk to these people beforehand to find out if they planned to take the shot?
I did not know.
Did
Show his hands.
I do not know.
Did you get permission to use their names in your campaign?
I do not know.
Mary, did you take a swine flu shot?
No, I did not.
Did you give them permission to use your name saying that you had or were going to?
Absolutely not. Never.
That's why they had to grab Hollywood, because celebrities used to have more balls. Like, nowadays, you would never see a celebrity do this. They'd be like, trans kids is love. Dude, back in the day, these grabblers, and dude, if they just panned down, his hands would have been doing this. I swear to God, these are insanely evil people. Celebrities used to be like, I never let them use my name. And they'd be like, oh, okay, well, let's get compromising photos. And all right, watch this. That's why boomers are so screwed. Not really. A lot of them are boomers. They're getting through it. They lived in a time when the news wasn't as bad. And that's why they see it on the news. They believe it. And young people are like, how are you so stupid? And they're like, well, Cronkite said it.
Did you ask your own doctor about taking the swine flu shot?
Yes, and at the time he thought it might be a good idea. But I resisted it because I was leery of having the symptoms that sometimes go with that kind of inoculation.
So you didn't?
No, I didn't.
Have you spoken to your doctor since?
Yes.
And?
He's delighted that I didn't take that shot.
You're in charge. Somebody's in charge.
There are...
This is your advertising strategy that I have a copy of here.
Who's it signed by?
This one is unsigned. But you'll acknowledge that it was your baby, so to speak.
It could have been from the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. It could be from CDC. I don't know. I'll be happy to take responsibility for it.
It's been 3 years now since you fell ill with GBS, right?
Right.
Has the federal government, in your estimation, played fair with you about your claim?
No, I don't think so. It seems to be dragging on and on and on. And really, no end in sight that I can see at this point.
With respect to the cases of Guillain-Barré, allegedly...
Former Secretary of HEW Joseph Califano, too, was disturbed that there was no end in sight. So a year and a half ago, he promised that Uncle Sam would cut the bureaucratic red tape for victims suffering from GBS and would pay up quickly.
We shouldn't hold them to it.
Someone just brought up a good point. Celebrities now all have incorporated names, so whoever owns their name can just use their name anyway. Like Muhammad Ali sold his name to Grabbers. That's why even when he was just, you know, on death's door, they just still roll him out for appearance fees. Isn't this fascinating? Don't ever, ever let them put anything in your body. Dude, any commentator at this point that recommends vaccines and recommend and tries to shame you into herd immunity and all that, don't listen to them anymore. Don't hurt them, but just because they know what they're doing. I'm going to show you a Bill Gates clip very soon. They know exactly what they're doing. The ones pushing this stuff, not all the doctors, not all the commentators, but at this point, the commentators are really, really, really stupid if they don't know this. It means they're not valuable as commentators. Because this isn't new, guys. They try and scare people with pandemics based on false stats from a while ago, kind of like the rollerblading incident. And then they push horror. Like tons of people ended up in wheelchairs. No one even talks about this. Dude, the polio inoculation, just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. People assume that that's given tens of millions of people cancer because they had cancer cells in it. You don't know that because they won't tell you because that puts them liable. You understand? Dude, they faked an AIDS crisis in Africa because of mining deaths. It's not as hard to follow as people think. You just have to understand evil. And yes, this is 60 Minutes. This isn't Owen Benjamin and Dean Live. This is actual information.
Possible or too difficult standard of proving that they were hurt. Even if we pay a few people a few thousand dollars that might not have deserved it, I think justice requires that we promptly pay those people who do deserve it.
Well, who's making the decision to be so hard-nosed about settling?
Well, I assume the Justice Department is.
Griffin Bell, before he left?
Well, the Justice Department agreed to the statement I made. It was cleared word for word with the lawyers in the Justice Department by my HEW lawyers.
And that statement said, in effect,
that statement said that we should pay.
Someone just said, I'll just get to it. I have this video at youtube.com/OwenBenjaminOfficial. But have they engineered this one? Viruses aren't real. After I just showed you this, remember all the how dare yous about vaccines? Vaccines are poison. There's no manufacturing of this stuff. Would you like to see a clip of Bill Gates explaining exactly the purpose of vaccines to all his little grabber buddies as they all applaud his genocide? This little video is called, they keep trying to scrub it from the internet, but old man Owen, always download these and save them.
Got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average.
Oh, really?
The energy on average for each service and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy.
God, I'm going to start banning people if you don't understand it. I can't be around stupid people anymore. These people are sick. If they engineered this virus to be a weapon, there is no virus. The virus is mental. The virus is fear of that which is not God. There's no virus. Virus theory is nonsense. As I said earlier, no one's ever even taken a picture with an electron microscope. They're all done with Photoshop, just like the globe. Just watch. Watch the goal of this. There is no virus. Flu season and cold season is not what you think it is. Why would you believe people who actively lie and hate you and want to kill your kids for money? I don't want my kids to hear that.
...of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's
P is population.
Back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Okay, so he's trying to kill over a billion people. Listen to his words. If we do a really good job on vaccines, we can lower that 10 or 15%. He's talking about 9 or 10 digits of human population. That's your daughters and sons. Don't just think Africans and all these Guatemalans. They're your children, guys. These are human beings with moms, with brothers, with daughters, with dogs. These are human beings that look up at the sky and wonder what the moon is. He wants to kill 9 digits. And how? With vaccines. He just said the word. Vaccine comes from the word vaca, which means cow. You speak pig Latin. It's called English. There's something called real Latin. If you know it, you understand exactly what they're talking about. Virus means poison, and vaca means cow. The swine flu. They're calling us swine. Listen. Listen to what he says plainly, and listen to the laughter. Listen to the ghoulish laughter about how he wants... P is people. He wants something has to go down to zero. And have some fucking balls for your families. Don't you cuck. Don't you pretend that this is okay. They said it in plain English in front of people that is on the internet. They keep trying to scrub it, but guess what? People like me will never let it go because I have love in my heart. It's not hate. It's love. I don't have fear. Fear is the virus. And if you keep trying, I don't care if you're a member of this chat, I will ban you like that if you keep acting like this is a biological weapon. It isn't. Listen to what he's saying. Viruses are intended to kill hundreds of millions, if not billions of people, if he does a really good job with them.
One of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero.
Oh, you first, Bill.
Back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Okay. It's a billion people. Reproductive health services means killing babies. Vaccines means poisoning your endocrine system. I'm not trying to bum you out, but don't look away. Don't look away. And when they try and make you cuck, when they try and shame you with, well, real science, you just heard from his mouth. You just watched the 60 Minutes thing about how this pandemic thing is not new. They scare you and they make you, whatever you fear besides God, they make you take it as a poison. Fear is the weapon. This is not an engineered virus. This is the cold and flu season, guys. Statistically, your odds of getting cancer are 1 in 2. Over 300,000 people have died this year from taking pharmaceutical pills the way they're prescribed, not even the illness. Type 2 diabetes can be cured in 2 weeks from a change in diet. 90% of symptoms from type 1 can be cured by changes of diet. Insulin is one of the most lethal things you can ingest. Happens all the time. Suicide, despair, obesity, cancer, all this stuff is all related to the same virus. Fear. The way diseases work is not what you think. And love your children. Now, this is why I like Donald Trump. This is how... Bear in mind, now that I just showed you that, understand Bill Gates knows exactly what a vaccine is. It's a way to kill a billion people. That and baby murder. Okay? He wants to kill the world. Don't look away. This is evil. Don't look away from the evil. As soon as you do that, the predator pounces. It's just like a mountain lion. If you do this, bam! Don't ever look away or back down. Listen now how he describes his conversation with Donald Trump.
At Donald Trump. He was elected. There was a thing during the election where he and I were at the same place, and I avoided him. He knew my daughter Jennifer. He went up and talked to Jen, and was being super nice. And then, like 20 minutes later, he flew in a helicopter to the same place. So clearly he had been driven away, but he wanted to make a grand entrance in a helicopter. It was actually kind of scary how much he knew about my daughter's
Probably parents. Fucked
it. But Melinda didn't like that too well. So I saw him at Trump Tower. You know, I said, hey, son. science and innovation is a great thing. You should be a leader who drives innovation. And that conversation was about a broad set of things in energy, in health, in education. You know, pick things you want to do that are big. HIV vaccine, you could, you know, accelerate that. Be associated with innovation. Then the second time I saw him was the march after that. So March 2017 in the White House. In both of those two meetings, he asked me if vaccines weren't a bad thing because he was considering a commission to look into ill effects of vaccines. And I said, no, that's a dead end. That would be a bad thing. Don't.
A dead end. Listen to their words they use. Listen very carefully.
Now that's back from high school algebra, but let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Okay, so when he had the conversation with Trump, right after Trump freshly banged his daughter, obviously, he knew the point of vaccines is to lower the population. And then he said, don't look into that. That's a dead end. You still think I'm the conspiracy theorist, the whack job? Would you like to watch the 60 Minutes again? Or are you ready to care for your kids? Ready to give a shit about your children? It's not new. And the way to avoid it is be like Mary Tyler Moore. Say, no, I didn't take it. My doctor was happy because my doctor gets it. You don't need to shoot anybody. You don't need to rise up. The rising up is in your heart. And it's about looking at fear, at the monsters in the eye, and not being afraid. Because guess what? Then they shit their pants. They shit their pants. Bill Gates is a little gamma whose daughter got plowed by Trump. Fact, in my opinion. And then Trump looked at the little gamma in the eyes and said, vaccines, I want to look into that. Don't you think they could be a bad thing? And Gates like, don't, that's a dead end. Yeah, it's a dead end. We know what you and your daddy are up to, Bill. Bill Nye, all these guys, and they're fueled on, my opinion, pedophilia. That's why they want to see why these people hate children so much? Watch this. These are my kids yesterday. And then I'll explain why they hate children. Children are very, very close to God. It's pure joy. Watch this.
Push him around. Push him over towards Daddy. Hi, Charlie. Hi, Charlie. Charlie got his new car. Hi, Charlie. Hi, Charlie. Hi, Charlie. Hi, Charlie. Hi, Charlie. Hi, Charlie.
Okay, there's no way you could watch that and not smile, right? Bill Gates wants to kill a billion of those. Adorable. Yeah, this is Owen Perez. There's no way you can watch that and not smile. That's why the wicked hate children, because children remind you that there is a loving God that made us because he believes we're special and he loves us. And they can lie all day long and it doesn't change the reality. And that's why they want to traumatize them like Bill Gates, Nye, all these guys, they try and go in so early because they want to break that. Well, strong men can protect that. And it's not as hard as you think. I have a ton of guns, ton of bullets. From my intuition and my logic tells me they will never be needed against people. Maybe coyotes, maybe just target practice with my buddies. But I'm telling you, man, all you have to do is look in the eye of what you think is scary and speak the truth. And the wicked run when no one chaseth. The wicked flee when no one chaseth. And then you get to just sit with your kids. People kept telling me when Walter was just a baby, oh, don't. I know it's better to not share this with people, but it helps people. It does. You have to know what we fight for. You have to know what children removes us from the material. Exactly. I'm talking to Made by Jim Bob tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I believe. He's awesome. He made me this ladle. But children remove you from the material and they remove you from the fear. And then they really align you to like what matters. It gives you courage. They give you courage. They give you strength. They give you a cautionary, a type of fear. It's not fear. It's a different word of like you would do anything to protect them. And then you see gamma male Bill Gates talking about killing a billion of them. The wicked dislike that children are closer to God. Yeah, because it reminds them of what they are. The chasm is revealed between them and God, and it causes them physical pain. That's why they have to break them. And they won't break mine, and they won't break yours. They can't. We're designed to handle trauma. We're designed to handle hardship and spooky monsters and attacks and blood and even death. And you can keep your soul intact as long as you have that love, that gratitude, that joy. You know, we're already saved. BB is a master builder bear. I don't know what that means. Two streams today. We are blessed. Yeah, Papa J Bear. God protects us. Yes, nourishes you, all of it. Children bring the reverence back. Yes. You can't be evil with that in the world. That's why they have to break it. And it also can make the wicked come back. It can also make people that are just so drowning in sin and disgustingness, and they just smile. Evil is repelled by his name too. Yeah, they're repelled by the truth. And Jesus Christ represented the truth. He spoke the truth. He was Logos incarnate. Don't get into the whole, do what you want, man. I don't give a, do what you want. I'm not going to tell you how to live, but the whole like, the wicked is repelled by the name Jesus. Does it seem like a lot of these churchian people are some of the most evil people I've ever seen? Do you think that's really true, or are they repelled by the truth? Are they repelled by someone who fears God only? You know, there isn't magic tricks. You know, there just isn't. Like the churchians are kind of like these science people where if they just say Jesus Christ in the name Jesus Christ, people will run away. Really? Or is that a cheat code? Is that a way that some people think they can massage the truth? We're already saved. Keep crushing. Love your children. Do the best for them. Yeah, exactly. Jesus or nothing. Truth or nothing. Truth or nothing. Train your brain properly. If you say Jesus or nothing, you have a higher chance of falling for an authority figure who just says the word Jesus and then tries to molest you if you don't have a dad. Okay? We've all seen it. And don't look away from that either. Don't look away from someone who just says, in the name of Jesus Christ, be gone, demons. And then we know what they did. We know what they did. The truth repels the demons. And there isn't a magic word for it. All right. Let's watch my hilarious sketch one more time, and then real quick, I've signed some new bands for unauthorized.tv. This is Gary and the Retards. Tall Fences Suck, signed to Unauthorized Records. As you can see, for those of you just listening, it's my alpacas. But yes, they always do look like an indie band cover. Pretty funny. They're repulsed by the truth. Yeah, the truth. Devil quotes scripture too, live by truth and you won't be moved by quotes. Exactly. There's no cheat codes. People are like, in the name of Jesus, be gone, demon. It's like, how about in truth, be gone, demon? If you rely on a word like abracadabra, you're setting yourself for a fall. And you can get mad at me all you want. Oh, Owen's not. Dude, you think it's my first ride? I'm signing bands all day long. Look at this. Red Pill Rooster. What's with the pomegranates? Unauthorized records. Parental advisory. Explicit content. So we have Red Pill Rooster and, of course, Gary and the Retards. All right. They're going to make people beg for the vaccine? Yes, so don't. Don't. That's the beauty of all of it, guys. That's why I'm having so much fun, even though it sounds like I'm getting really intense. This is how I talk when I'm excited. Back in the day, people just did what they were told because they didn't understand material evil yet. It was a high-trust society. At this point, they're pulling out all the stops. You know, no one trusts celebrities anymore. No one trusts the CDC. No one trusts the media. So all you have to do is say no. And trust in your neighbors. Trust that your neighbor, your American neighbors, also have the spirit of our foundation, which is freedom, homesteading, crushing. That's what makes us special in America. It's not our military. It's not our Hollywood or media. That's actually, those are all not what makes us special at all. Trying to pump sodomy into the rest of the world is slightly humiliating. And our current occupation of like every country that the grab war finds threatening is... But what makes us special is saying, no, I'm not gonna. It's our spirit. And trust that other Americans are still like that. It's about to fall out of my... we don't have to take a vaccine. Exactly. Exactly. I'm like really going hard today because I want people to understand, do not cuck to this. I don't know what the best cancer treatment is. I don't know whether or not... there's a lot of shit I don't know that I'm not going to spread because I'm not there yet. I'll pontificate on what a virus could be and what is reality. Like they've never been photographed by an electron microscope except for when they're went with single cell organisms. I mean, but I will say this, don't let them shoot you with vaccines. There's a long history of extreme malpractice, extreme lack of evidence they do anything. And a graveyard full of dupes. I know that to be a fact. All these pro-vaxxers citing CDC research, derp. Right, it's like a fox citing another fox on how to build a chicken coop. And my point isn't that you shouldn't be allowed to take your vaccine if you wanna. My point is don't ever shame anyone into it. Don't ever imply that we should all have herd immunity or be forced to take a vaccine because you're literally doing the will of the most evil people in the entire world and they're trying to kill a billion people out of their own mouths. And now that you've heard it, you can't look away. Now that you've heard Bill Gates say, if we do a really good job with vaccines and abortion, we can lower the world population by 10 to 15%. That can't be taken out of context. You can't tell me that contextually, that means something different. Bill Gates has been caught giving women vaccines in India and Africa that sterilize them and give them polio, quote unquote. It really just destroys their nervous system. So when someone, I think a lot of the vaccines are innocuous. They don't really do anything, but they're bad for you. They're bad for you. They're really bad for having a bunch at once, especially to babies, can absolutely kill a baby and make them in a lot, just hurt for life. It causes long-term disease. Yeah. It's also like, you know, it's not like being shot with just pure mercury, but at the same time, it's like, don't ever, ever, ever let them make you feel bad about it. You have an argument. You can stand on your 2 feet and say, no, I'm not gonna. I don't think electron beam microscope can photograph biological organism. EBM literally can vaporize metal. I don't care. I don't know if you're trying to contradict me. If you are, I will just ban you. Oh, you want wisdom dissent. I'm so sick of vaccine wizardry that I'm not going to ban you because you might be talking about how electron microscopes. I don't care. I literally don't even care. I'm already past it. The crony will have them begging for Bitcoin and vaccines. No, it won't, Rex Arcana. Have faith in your fellow man. Don't bring that into reality because this is how you can manifest things. If you start saying over and SIDS, right, most of the SIDS deaths were because of vaccines. Sudden infant death syndrome, that's a brand. Brand. Just out of nowhere, your infant just dies. Just SIDS. AIDS. Really? You sure it wasn't all the poppers? The amyl nitrates combined with the anal trauma? And then the AZT, which when kidney transplant people would have their immune system shut down, they would take AZT and it would have similar effects of what killed off a lot of homos. So sad. Stop, Condor folklore. Don't be a pussy. So sad. Imagine if you're standing shoulder to shoulder with a bunch of warriors and you see your enemy at the gates and they go, so sad. This is really sad. No, it's rah, rah, rah. Now, this is very sad. That guy right there has a sword and it looks like he wants to hurt me. And I think he's hurt people in the past. He wants to hurt me. Gary, get the fuck out of here. You're not part of our team. No, but I just think it's sad. What's sad? That there's these bad people that have swords and I think they've hurt people in the past. Aw, sad. Gary, get out. Go to the kitchen and make us food. You can't stand on the line. But why? I'm a tough man. No, you're not. If you're sad, you got to go now. We live for this. We live for being able to confront our enemies. It makes us happy. But that's crazy. No, it isn't. That's called masculinity. It's been beaten out of you, Gary. Now go in the kitchen and make us some pancakes. Okay. You tell me what to do, sir. Oh, Gary, please tell me you don't bang dudes. I won't apologize. Oh, I'm sad. There's people that are mean. It makes me so sad. Gary, get the fuck out of here. Aren't you sad? No. I like this. I like it. I like beating back the wicked. It's literally in my DNA. But isn't it sad? No, it's not sad, Gary. It's great. We can point at him and say, get out of here, Grambler. Warrior here, no sad. Dude, it's sad. Dude, even just playing a football game. Imagine, like, we used to play Henniger in Syracuse. Their name was literally Hey Nigger. All black. Half of them, like, tons of them went to the pros. And we used to get just rocked. I got a sack in the Henniger game. Imagine if I was like, this is sad. Black people are so much faster than us white people. I'm sad now. They're going to, the girl that I like is here. And they're just going to, dude, they beat us like 40-3. 50-3. It was just absurd. And I got to light up the quarterback. Was it sad? No, I lit him up. And then when I played college lacrosse, the only black kid that played lacrosse were playing a New York City college team. I knocked him unconscious. He was trying to shoot the crease. I was playing long stick D. Bam! Out cold. Legal hit, too. Because that's what happens when you play a white man's game. It's actually an Indian game, lacrosse. Indians used to knock me out. But was it sad? No. Welcome to lacrosse. The one black lacrosse player. Yeah, you know, he was fast, but he was shooting the crease. Bam! Unconscious. Unconscious. Lying unconscious. Henniger is full of almost exclusively bike thieves. Yeah. And some went to the pros. They're phenomenal athletes. But you go, it's sad. They're going to hit me again. You're going to hit me again. No, you get up and you get a sack on a bike thief. Dude, make them pay for the bikes. Right? Be the warrior joy of being used by God to root his enemy. I love it. It makes me feel alive. And that's natural masculinity. That's not weird. Big Bear, I messed with some long stick D and some midi. Oh, good. That's awesome. I used to not wear shoulder pads, no cup. I would just wear helmet and gloves. And people would always be like, meh. I'm like, dude, watch. Dude, I'm 6'8". My thing was, I wasn't very fast, but my endurance was insane. So by third, fourth quarter, just lighting up with my leverage, height, bang. People are like, but you can't hear. I'm like, dude, I played football all the time. You use your forearms. You know, you keep you got to keep your hands together on the stick. Unlike a box where you can do full cross checks because the Indians are insane. Just like this. Bam! Right? And they just go, boom! It's awesome. The natives that get it are the best. Yeah, I call them American Indians. I'm a native. My parents were natives. Their parents were natives. Their parents were natives. Their parents were natives. I was a virus. You were a wuss. I played naked. No, but if you played with too many pads, you couldn't move properly. You know, the real problem was being hit by balls because they were really fast and they hurt really, really bad. But you're never going to get hit in the shoulder. And you don't hit with your shoulder in lacrosse. You hit with your forearms. I missed the first proof of this. All right, let's do this. Let's watch the sketch again, and then I'll open a little mail. And again, tonight, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, made by Jim Bob. I'm barely 5'8", so I could run through BB's legs. No, that's what the little bike thief thought. I knocked him unconscious. Because the bike thieves in football would knock us unconscious. Or they would just run so fast we couldn't tackle them. It sucked. But when they played lacrosse, it's so sad. So sad. Nothing worse than an attack man getting blindsided. Yeah, but the middies would get lit. Because a lot of the attack guys would understand leverage. You know, you're just, you know, it's hard to get a big hit on an attack. But the middies would just be running. Because like a lot of times they'd be catching an older shoulder in the pass. You know, because their D would be thrown into the middie. And you're just like, boom! The attack could leverage you. You know, I would get burned by attack all the time. Whereas, like, if you're just doing poke checks and stuff, and, that's what that dude was talking about. You could go under, or you could just do some Gates brother weird shit. The middies are, like, doing, it's almost like in football, they're over the middle, tight, just bang, because they're not even looking. I was too fat in school to play lacrosse. I played a little offensive line, though. Good for you. I pitched for softball and batter hit the ball right back to my chin. It hurt so bad, but didn't cry till game was over. Yeah, that sounds horrible. I once got hit in the balls with a lacrosse shot with no cup on, and I was buckled for like a half hour. And my coach had a speech impediment from being hit in the face with a rock. Legend, Coach DeRose. He was like, "Easy, Owen. He's like, just relax." He's like, "Wait, are you on Planet Jupiter again, Owen?" Did I play hockey? No. All right, let's watch the hilarious science video again, and then I'll open some mail. This is how science can be massaged. It's not real, it's all fake.
I do sleep less than you, though.
I know we both just don't get a lot of sleep, but sometimes when I have to get up to change his diaper, it takes me like an hour or two to fall back asleep.
Takes you an hour to fall back asleep?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, it takes me like 3 hours every time.
Baby, it's not a competition.
Yes, it is. So I did what I always do before a mission. I went to the ocean to look at birds. Then I did some cardio listening to science podcasts. I became an expert immediately. I then did the most scientific thing I could. I hid a camera in our bedroom and recorded us sleeping without her knowing. Had to keep it objective. I timed how long each of us slept as I reviewed the footage. I recorded my findings on my super professional dry erase board. I will prove I sleep less than my wife. But I started noticing something alarming. This data was wrong. Science began to lie. I've seen Interstellar, so I'm not an amateur at high-level physics, but I needed to consult with a friend. Fortunately, I know a lot of physicists who can help out.
Owen, I'm just a comedian. I just play a nerd and a scientist on TV.
Turns out Jimmy isn't actually a scientist. He just plays one on TV, which I still find very confusing. Fortunately, I had more options. Kevin Peter Hickerson, Caltech PhD, nuclear physics. He'll do just fine.
Are you sure she's just not sleeping less than you?
No, you sound like her, man. Time is fluid.
According to the camera, according to the physical reality, I slept 7.5 hours and she slept 45 minutes. But that doesn't make any sense.
The gravitational forces needed for this kind of distortion would be enormous. I mean, for this to happen in your bedroom in a repeatable way would be extraordinary. Pack your bags, get some sweaters, because we're going to Stockholm, baby.
The world's biggest IKEA.
No, that's where the Nobel Prize is given out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Boom! God, I'm so tired.
Our boats were being pushed by different winds. He yearned for a Nobel Prize, and I needed my wife to admit I'm right and for her to think I'm awesome. We got to work the only way we know how.
Okay, but are you sure they didn't just sleep more than her?
Yeah, there's no chance.
Let me explain another way.
Imagine that we're on an orange, okay?
Oranges have nothing to do with anything, but I didn't want to point that out. The stress was getting to him.
Okay, so there's a wormhole connecting your two quantum states.
So I'm the worm, she's the hole.
Well, yes, but no, not at all.
As he continued to make no sense, I documented our journey for future peer review.
The time dilation factor, where you're sleeping on your side and Amy's sleeping on hers, they're off by several orders of magnitude. She slept for 71 hours, and you only slept for 3 seconds.
Whoa.
We cracked the code.
I mean, this is amazing. I mean, that's
exactly right. That's how I felt every night.
I was right. She was wrong.
Basically impossible. So this is huge. I mean, the amount of energy that could be harnessed from this is spectacular.
This is big.
Are you sure she didn't just sleep less than you?
Great stuff. I got some good mail here, and someone just sent me a video I want to watch. My favorite line of the whole thing, maybe it's because I've seen it so many times, but it's just, I was right, she was wrong. It's just like, because there's an element of stoicism, like, just, it's all so stupid, but there's an element of stoicism. It's like, it's a burden. I was right, she was wrong. Okay, there's no reason for me to say she was wrong. It just makes me laugh every time. It's like, my mind is only blown by the science as soon as it fits my exact agenda. Sound familiar? Turns out, I only sleep 3 seconds. I was right. She was wrong. Apply that to Kirani. All right, someone just sent me this. How bike thieves are reacting and preparing for coronavirus. I love this when people just send me stuff from all over the country and world. I don't know. I haven't watched it yet. I just got it. Hang on. Here we go. Let's take a watch together.
Is quarantined right now. They're just trying to see if the person will be developing any symptoms.
And don't nobody want to take their virus to their house.
Parents of children at Treadwell Middle and Elementary schools are not playing around. Many wiped their kids down, and some even sprayed them with disinfectant spray as it took them around.
My shoes were backpack down when I got them out of school.
All right, we'll watch this again.
Is quarantined right now. They're just trying to see if the person will be developing any symptoms.
And don't nobody want their child to be sick. And don't nobody want to take their virus to their house.
Parents of children at Treadwell Middle and Elementary schools are not playing around. Many wiped their kids down, and some even sprayed them with disinfectant spray as they took them
around. Wiped my shoes and backpack down when I got them out of school. Sure, they gave them gloves. Sure, they.
Parents are doing this after they found out an employee who works at Treadwell Middle and Elementary came in contact with a person who tested positive for the coronavirus in Memphis. Some took more
Hey,
parents are doing this after they found out an employee who works at Treadwell Middle and Elementary came
oh my God, this is unbelievable.
And tested positive for the coronavirus in Memphis. Some took more extreme measures.
Oh my God. That might be the great. We got to watch that again. For those of you just listening, one of the bike thieves who just looks like a burnt marshmallow put on an entire hazmat suit. And they're also just like spraying down kids. Don't get me wrong. I hate that they're scaring kids. But good God, is that funny? Everyone's dying? Yeah. All right, we're watching it again. God, man, what is it? Is it stupid people or people with no morality that can't see it? What is it? What the hell is this? Because it's not at all real. Man, some people must have been like this during 9/11. Imagine how crazy that would have been if you're like, there was no planes. Everyone's just like, God bless America. Time to kill some Arabs. It's like, dude, I just watched it. There's no planes. Whoa. I'm almost glad that I fell for all that stuff because life would have been crazy back then if you didn't. Like, because there's enough people that know how stupid this is to enjoy this ride. All right, let's watch it again.
Children at Treadwell Middle and Elementary schools are not playing around. Many wiped their kids down, and some even sprayed them with disinfectant spray as they took them home one day. Parents are doing this after they found out an employee who works at Treadwell Middle and Elementary came in contact with a person who tested positive for the coronavirus in Memphis. Some took more than
Is that Flava Flav? Oh, God. Oh, my God. That was from Please Don't Ban Me Bear. Please Don't Ban Me Bear from Atlanta. Oh, he was listening to Tony. Yeah, there's a chance that it was a bike thief that sent it to me. I don't know. Doesn't even matter. Unbelievably funny. Shaking her. Dude, I needed the absurdity to wake up to. Yeah. What is it? Is it dumb people or is it immoral people? What's the test? How is it? It's like someone saying that this is a cow. Like, how do people not see how stupid this all is? And it's so being pushed on a degree. Dude, the stock market lost more points than it did in 2008 in the last week. That's why not having money is great. When people are always like, you lost all this money. It's like, dude, imagine being stressed out right now about the stock market where you just every minute you're just like, oh no, dear honey, we just lost another 20 grand. Oh, what are we going to do? I can't make the payments on my boat. Dude. When I tell people that money is a trap and they don't believe me, well, I feel zero anxiety or anything. The stock market could literally go to zero and all I would do is feel bad for the people who are in desperate positions. I would try and do a charity, but not for, it would be for like actual working family type people that just got rocked by it. But my charity would always be a farm. I would never just give people quantities of money because it tends to kill their soul. I only do that with people I at least know their character. Because in the past, it would incentivize them hating me. I don't know why. I don't care. So sad. I think it's immorality. The verbal IQ just changes how it's expressed. My high IQ siblings believe all the lies. Yeah, I don't think it's IQ either. I think it really is morality because that bike thief, her IQ was probably 50. She was like, the virus be coming up and I'd just be spraying that virus. But then you like look at a high IQ grabber and they're like, well, I pontificate that the anti-disestablishmentarianism is finally upon us. I'm spraying my face and mutilated genitals with. People will get fooled by news. It's a religion. Yeah, but this is nuts. This is nuts. My mother-in-law is driving me crazy with her fear. I never did so much eye-rolling and laughing in my life. But it's like, you still owe that. Dude, the death rate of virus is 0.9%. The death rate of just existing every year is 1%. It's more deadly to just be alive for a year. There's 24 total confirmed deaths in America, which is way, 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 way less than everything else. Like, that's, dude, it's nothing. They don't care about the lives they want. It's all just this massive psyop, and I can't believe people fall for it. I'm like, you know, like in the past, I understand nuclear bombs. I understand dinosaurs. I understand all this shit, evolution, all of it. I understand that. I fell for so many spells. This one is so dumb. It's like to the point where I'm like, how? Oh, and what to invest in now that everybody's being distracted by creating? I think there's going to be some good stock. Dude, I'm not going to be on the stock market, but if I was, I would invest in stocks. People always sell when they're scared and buy when they're greedy because they're literally upside down retards. Okay, like when the stock market is just crushing where it's like 15% return again, people are like, I'm going to buy more. Dude, you buy during the crashes. Like in the next year, guys, I'm not a stockbroker. I'm not a financial guy. I'm not buying shit. But this is the time to just look at the big blue chip stocks and just, it's like the best deals ever. It's going to go back up. It's just how it is. It's not like the end of the world shit is always 1,700 Americans die from heart disease daily. Yes. Yes. Oil is going to be a huge buy. Yes, dude. It's always, all right, if I can give any investment advice that no one can hold me accountable for if people get like screwed or something, this I know to be true. Someone just said wrong. Okay. I'm guessing you're a retard. New York says they're calling a National Guard. According to the media, when will the charade just be like, ta-da? Guys, I survived the AIDS nonsense, which was, it was way worse. It's just I believed it, so it didn't feel bad. Buy Corona stock? Yeah. Dude, any big chip stock, Johnson & Johnson, GM, I'm not going to make specifics, but like when the market crashes, that's when you buy. You don't, I know people that the market crashes and they panic and then they're like, get rid of all my stocks. It's like, why? Now is when you don't sell. You just lost 15% of all your oil just crashed in Canada, time to buy. Exactly. It's like, learn from the past. You know, like I played that 60 Minutes thing and there's still people that are like, yeah, but this one's weaponized. It's like, okay, the swine flu is all of these flus are nonsense. And then they get people to take vaccines and then they become paralyzed. And people are like, yeah, but this went different. It's the same with stock markets. It'll go back up. Right, BB, my son is a financial advisor and is telling people to buy. Dude, people buy when they're greedy, they sell when they're scared. It's buy when you're scared, sell when you're greedy. It's the exact opposite. Always stocks that I think will always be good as water, silver mining stocks, I think have more room. Just massive companies. Like, dude, all this turbulence, like all these CEOs coming down, all this shit, it's getting, you're going to get a deal on the stocks. Ride the waves. Invest in brands of organic turpentine. Yeah. But that'd be a conflict of interest for me. On the other hand, Lysol and Clorox is doing great. Yeah. Like, for God's sake, don't buy bonds. Bonds are up like 10, 15% this year or whatever. Like, they're projected for that, which is unheard of. They're going to go down and the stocks will go back up. It's the same with real estate after the crash in LA. I bought my condo fairly soon after because I was like, great, I can finally afford a condo. And people are like, no, the end is coming. I think the end is coming a lot more now with LA real estate. But at the time, I couldn't get in fast enough. And my condo went up about 50% in the next 8 years, 7 years. It's like, send everyone home and let's get moving on mass arrest. Quarantine map matches perfectly to sealed and up. No, stop. Mass arrest? No. Like, I just... Quarantine map matches perfectly. Sometimes I fucking hate the Q stuff. Mass arrest. Do you think that's coming? I'm not going to be a dick. Some of the Q stuff is good for morale. Some of it is true. It's more true than the media. But do you think there's going to be just like vans everywhere, mass arresting pedophiles? They'll do what they, I mean, I think there's some good forces in it, but that's so fucking retarded to me. And if I'm wrong, good. I would be glad to be wrong if a bunch of wicked people get arrested. I think the odds are, I don't know, zero, but whatever. Zero chance for mass arrest. Zero. Dude, right now, the whole PSYOP is to stack wealth, stack wealth. They're doing a big stock bounce for a bunch of people that are just, dude, the average conspiracy theorist would be some of the richest people in the entire world if they simply applied their skills of seeing patterns to the stock market. It's just the irony is people like us don't care about the money. There's stuff 10 years ago that was seen as mocked conspiracy theory that is now openly traded and done. And if you had gotten in then, you would have made about $1 billion. Dude, the average conspiracy theorist can see the narratives and the bounces in the market way better than investors. The investors just understand what it is and they care. I just don't give a shit. Been studying money and economy for 8 years now. When you know, you see how stupid some of this is. Take the time to educate yourself. Yeah, it's all fake. All right, I work at a car factory, and last night I was told they're closing my shift. I don't know what to do. I want to care for my kids. Well, the good news is it's God that I don't want to say that when people are in desperate positions, they're going to spiral. You'll be okay. Just fear God only. Your shift does not take care of your kids. You don't understand. Dude, I do understand. CEO steps down. We're on point. Same as an arrest. Little victory. Yes. Dude, a lot of good shit's happening right now. But to think that there's just wait for the mass arrest. Dude, there's going to be arrests. There's going to be indictments. All that shit. There's an element of truth to it. People act like billionaires go to the same jails as bike thieves. Right. The only time that happens is when they steal from other grabbers like Bernie Madoff. All right, I gotta go. Were these monkeys to trade for you? Yes. And the investors all, how dare you? Dude, like, when you see the narratives of the spells, you can make so much money. Don't get into this, though. It's all bullshit. It's all, like, emotions that you don't need to put. But to see where the wizard stuff is going, all economics is wizardry. All of it. It's all narratives. It's all dumps and stacks, and you just see it go like this. My thing is avoiding the fear and prospering and doing and being funny and having fun with it. I don't give a fuck about all their fiat stacking. I think in the end, like, the thing is my vision is so far that I think, like, focusing all that on money is retarded. But if you have, like, mid-range conspiracy level pattern recognition, it's like you can just see the waves. All right, I gotta go. Unauthorized.tv, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington 93.35, unbearablesmerchandise.com. Subscribe to False Witness Bear, Mountain Bear, I'm Not Owen Benjamin V3, all that stuff. Why Didn't They Laugh on iTunes and Podbean or wherever you get all that stuff. Bitshoot.com/Owen Benjamin Comedy. Be fruitful, multiply, don't be fruity and blow guy. And enjoy yourself, guys. People lived and died hoping that they would see a day like today where people can openly talk about this shit. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Have gratitude. Don't be scared like a little pussy. And it's sad. It isn't sad. It's awesome. You can look at your enemy in the eye and say, not today, grammar. Reject the loans. Reject the sodomy. And for God's sake, enjoy your day. All right. Much love. See you guys tonight with Made by Jim Bob.